We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
If there were ever a day we needed a full four-hour show, today is that day. Thank goodness we have it. That's almost an entire hour for each of the five stages of grief, and that is what Raider fans are experiencing throughout this afternoon. We are now officially in our sixth hour of the reality that the Raiders are leaving Oakland again. Again. 20 years to get your act together. Leaving again. Whether you've enjoyed the broadcast so far, whether you're singing the praises, whether you're damning me, I've got differing opinions. Some saying, you know, thank you, Damon, you're on your game today. Others who want to offer another opinion were like, I'm not so sure. Damon is too consumed with blaming Libby Schaft rather than educating his listeners about the reality of big NFL money. Well, you know, I'm not here to educate you. We've been talking about the reality of that money lingering over this issue for quite some time. You all understand the value of $750 million is a greater sum of money than $0. There's not much of an education I don't think anyone needs there. And, you know, I wrote back to this person who said that, you know, I'm not doing a good job here. Look, you know, you want the reality? Here's your reality. Nevada had money. Libby Schaft had a letter. What do you think wins in the boardroom? A well-crafted, properly punctuated letter? Or nearly $1 billion worth of, hey, here you go. Again, Madam Mayor is doing everything she can today to save whatever political will she has left. This is an atrocious day for her, personally. It's not all her fault. It's not all her fault. This goes back several mayors. We're playing this each hour. We keep playing the hits. Do you remember 3 years ago? Here's what Mayor Jean Kwan was up to. Here's the clueless, feckless idea she had.
The group that won the bid is Colony. It's the third largest real estate company in the world. They are owned primarily, I think, 51% by the city state of Qatar. So they have very deep pockets, and they've partnered literally with the Prince of Dubai, and they have capital. They are in negotiations with the Raiders.
Oh, Qatar and the Prince of Dubai. They're in negotiations with the Raiders. That bat, you know what, crazy lady, believed that or was lying to you. The very same way this mayor believes she either had an actionable plan or is just lying to you. That was one feckless mayor. Here's another.
I also want to be very clear that Oakland had a viable project on the table. We had a fully financed, shovel-ready project that was a public-private partnership, and we are incredibly disappointed that that was not selected.
It's almost like when they were doing interviews with Sarah Palin, and you could tell that she didn't even understand the question, much less have the right answer.
Yeah.
Madam Mayor, to position yourself as a shovel-ready, financed-to-go stadium is the biggest pile of hooey you will ever try to sell politically, publicly in your career, and it ain't going to happen on my watch. Sorry, but your day of business drifted into our territory. And my BS detector is a fine-tuned instrument, and that is the biggest pile of political BS you're going to hear from anyone other than our first act will be to repeal Obamacare. Way to go, by the way. Bang-up job. That Paul Ryan, is he in charge of the Raider Stadium in Oakland? Roger Goodell. More words from him.
We work very hard and never want to see a relocation of a franchise.
That means exhausting our options and doing everything we possibly can to get a solution in the existing market. As you know, there's been a stadium situation in Oakland that we felt needed to be addressed. I think even our friends in Oakland agree that it needed to be resolved for the long-term issue of the team and, frankly, the community. And this has been an issue for well over a decade.
Our friends in Oakland. You have no friends in Oakland anymore. Anyways, that's how that works. Bob McNair, who was on this relocation committee, again, was telling you the NFL, it had its first choice, had to settle on this decision.
We've worked for probably 2 years, not just the last 9 months, on trying to find a solution for the Raiders. And, of course, our first choice was to find an answer in Oakland.
Liar! Liar! Lying liar lies! We worked 2 years on this. Show me your travel. Show me your agenda. Show me your schedule. You know, you got Roger Goodell saying they did everything they could. How many times were you in Oakland with the mayor and your owner in the same room? How many times, Mr. Commissioner? How many times? He was up there today trying to give you sparkle eyes, wiping away his crocodile tears with $100 bills. How many times, Mr. Commissioner, did you bring your ass into the city of Oakland to sit down there with Mark Davis and a mayor and try to bring? You know what would have probably brought a whole bunch of business leaders to the table? Roger Goodell's here today. The commissioner is hands-on involved with trying to save Oakland. That's what a commissioner is trying to save Oakland does. You hands-on involved, or are you just saying things now because you got, what, tickets to sell, fans to placate? And again, Damon, stop with the hate. Money's better spent on real city programs, you a-hole. You tell me what gets better. Take a picture of the pothole that is your problem today and show me how quickly it gets fixed now that Oakland has all this extra money that it never generated to ever spend on the Raiders. There is, show me your improving school districts, your better funded fire and police starting on Monday next week. Will there be an influx of money to all those services, or is this just money you weren't willing to spend? Let me tell you, you got $90 million left on Mount Davis. Mayor Libby Schaft gets zero credit for not spending tax dollars. That only makes her every other mayor in the state of California. Again, if there are 500 mayors in California, 500 of 500 mayors do not approve public funding. If the wind had blown in the other direction, if this had happened in San Diego, she would have approved it too. There's no doubt. It's sad. This is incredibly sad. And I'm so sorry that this happened. 45 seasons in Oakland. The parents who were raised on the Raiders, you know, your grandfather, then your father, now you, and you are going to turn around and leave this to your children. And there will be no passing that baton. The baton has halted. The relay race is over. There is no more generational Raider fans born in the city of Oakland, unless, again, you want to raise your kid. Also, just from day one, they're big UNLV basketball fans, too. I'm going to raise my kid a Golden Knight hockey fan. Why? Usually the teams we choose have some sort of geographical tie to us. That's how this whole thing works. That's how sports becomes us versus them. Are there enough people to conduct this grand experiment for the next infinity years in Las Vegas? We're about to find out. I'm going to say within 4 or 5 years, they're going to lead the NFL in no-show. Sure, the seats are sold, but no-shows, unused suites, and I overslept. whatever the best thing to do in Las Vegas was this weekend, 3 years from now, they'll be shuttering their doors. People will have moved on to something else. It is not a town that embraces its tradition. It tears down its tradition-rich hotels to build up a brand new one that's bigger and better to suck your money out of your wallet. What happens if you roll into a Raider game on a Saturday morning and by Saturday night you're broke and you're pissed? You're still going to go? Going to have a great time? Vegas does funny things to people and the plans that they have when they get there. There were all sorts of avenues to find a solution, to find a chord, to find business acumen to apply to this, and it was not found. Mark didn't put it together. The mayor didn't put it together. Again, she's talking about her shovel-ready, fully financed plan. Like, you do not know what shovel-ready means. Shovel-ready means, and construction starts now. We're ready. That's what shovel-ready means, not shovel planning. You know, if the NFL was like, oh, excuse me, Madam Mayor, your letter is so convincing. If you could begin construction tomorrow, that would be great. She's talking about the shovel-ready project as if the A's were already out of the way. She's going to ignore the presence of the A's in her shovel-ready letter so she's not desperately raked over the coals today. Again, there's a sucker signing up to be a sucker every minute. Your friendly host refuses to play that role. I'm no sucker. You can't fool me. Lots of people are distracted by noises and colors. We're looking for angles over here. That's what separates this show from the other ones. There's a lot of people who take what you tell them on the surface and like, here are your sound bites. Let's play them all in order. And then they don't even delve into them or try to peel back the layers of truth. Shovel ready. You got dancing cranes behind a retractable wall? Joe Lacob spits on your notion of shovel ready. Shovel ready. How do you even rock Autumn Wind now? The first stripper who changes her name to Autumn Wind is the real winner today. Hi, I'm Autumn Wind. $40 a lapper. Champagne Rune starts at $110. You want to get freaky? Well, 200. Take you into the room where the recording equipment is broken tonight. I know all this. Not from personal experience, Gianna, but I've heard stories.
I'm sure.
You know, this isn't my anger. This isn't wrath. This is me being smart enough to know that I've got friends who could have put together a stadium deal for Oakland. Too bad Mark didn't have those same friends. I could have put 14 guardsmen in a room and come out with a blueprint for you. You want to see shovel ready? I got that kind. I mean, it's too bad, but they never called us. And again, whenever we called Mark to even have him on the show, he's never appeared on the show. Mark now says he's willing to talk to all Raider fans who are mad at him. If only there were an afternoon show on his flagship station, which would have him in here for 4 straight hours to explain what just happened. But I doubt very much he is willing to do that. I would have loved him to do that. Feckless. Look it up. F-E-C-K-L-E-S-S. Nothing. There is no word in the English language that describes the power players that be in this equation. Oh, everyone but Nevada, by the way. Nevada was not feckless. Nevada was aggressive, and they got what, you know, aggression matters in football. Passivity gets your ass kicked. I appreciate you writing that, but the whole point was to give the audience a little bit of a homework assignment. Yes, feckless does mean lacking initiative or strength of character, irresponsible. The Autumn Wind was feckless. Blustering in from sea to sea. How do you bluster in to the middle of a desert from the sea? The Autumn Wind rented a car and drove from the port of Los Angeles to Nevada. All the tradition, all the blue collar, all the generational love,
just got crapped on.
Damon, you're so mad at Oakland. How about your beloved San Francisco? Did they call the Raiders once about the land at Candlestick? Again, it's tougher to read anything dumber than that today. You know, I don't like what the 49ers did. And people are like, hey, wasn't it what the 49ers did? Doesn't that look great to you now? No, two wrongs don't make a right. You shouldn't have left San Francisco the same way they shouldn't have left Oakland. And if you don't believe me, look at the 22,000 they had for most of their home games this year. It took 3 years for the novelty of Santa Clara to wear off. How long do you think that happens in Las Vegas, where novelty acts come and go as fast as Carrot Top's next prop? You are the Carrot Top of NFL teams. You are the Siegfried and Roy of professional football. Penn and Teller. It's all an illusion. That girl really doesn't like you. Those boobs aren't real. This DJ is not playing your jam for you. It's all coincidence. It's too bad. It is really too bad that this has all happened. You do have my sympathies. And that's something that you say to someone when someone dies. You know, you have my sympathies. You have my sympathies, Raiders fans. You really, really do. You deserved better. You deserve better from all fronts. You deserve better from everyone involved. You lived up to your end of the bargain, and unfortunately, that loyalty was just spat upon. And I am sorry. If it were up to us, if there was anything that I could do, we would have done it. Again, I would have gotten Dubai and Princess Siam and Qatar on the line, and we would have nailed this thing down. We would have knocked this sucker out. I am so sorry. We're going to have Mike Silver join us at 5:30. This is an incredibly awkward day for us all involved, and the question that an awful lot of people have is, what will you do on 95.7 The Game? Well, I can tell you that our contract to broadcast the Oakland Raiders runs beyond the end of tonight's show. So we will continue in the meantime to broadcast the Raiders. I'm sure that business agreement will be either fulfilled or at some point reconsidered based on the fact out of sight, out of mind is about to come into play. Again, five stages of grief. We are here at stage one. Out of sight, out of mind, boys and girls, is real. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that this happened. I'm sorry that your family history means nothing to the NFL. I'm sorry that your tradition means nothing to the NFL. The same way Chargers fans meant nothing to the NFL. That Houston Oilers fans meant nothing to the NFL. That St. Louis Rams fans meant nothing to the NFL. That Los Angeles Rams fans meant nothing to the NFL until they just turned into an equation that meant more money. Then we're back. Love you. Instead of three great California cities, San Francisco, Oakland, Bay Area, whatever. Instead of the Bay Area, instead of Los Angeles, instead of San Diego, and having the entire coast dotted with these great teams, you now have two that play in the same stadium, which will, by the way, completely reduce the curiosity of what's going on in L.A. So you're telling me that no matter which team I go to root for in L.A., it's going to be the same stadium as soon as the Chargers move in here and you get this thing built? All right, well, novelty's going to wear off that fast. Instead of being all up and down a coastline now, it's like, two teams in L.A., neither is the Raiders, but you can draw a straight line to the desert, and there you are. Doesn't seem like they're spreading the wealth in a smart way. Oh, they're cashing in on the wealth in every way. Spreading it? No. Keeping it. That's what they're doing. Robbie's in San Jose. Robbie, you're on 95.7 The Game. What do you got?
Hey, thanks, Damon. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, great. You know, you're right about Libby Schaaf. You know, they're not going to spend any public money. No, like nobody California is really weird about that. Mark Davis has no respect for tradition. Really disappointing. Neither does the NFL. He obviously doesn't even know his boundaries as a human being, what he's dealing with these people, including me, as lifelong Raiders fans. And I'm just terribly devastated. And, you know, as far as Sandoval out there in Vegas and in Nevada, he needs to start allocating a lot more of his state's money to heal the Obamacare problem that we're having in this whole country, because that's where all that money's going, down that, you know.
Robbie, thank you very much. Robbie, save it for anyone who gives a damn. We certainly don't. Not today. By the way, everything you said about Trump was totally wrong. It's done, proven, supported now. Wait until the Russians come get him, too. Seriously. The only people holding on to that belief are just drowning in their own lunacy. Nice job, everyone. If only we had warned you. We did. Jermaine, East Oakland. How are you, Jermaine?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
I got you, man.
Yeah, man. So we know where Libby Schaff. I'm a resident of East Oakland, Raider Nation, all day, born and raised. You know, as an East Oaklander, we saw this coming on with Libby Schaff from a long time ago, from the beginning when she was put in office. She wanted to get rid of this blue-collar feel. We know that Oakland is blue, is a blue-collar town, and with that comes blue-collar people. Now, not renegotiating with Mark and giving them and with the lease, what's that going to do? That's going to open up this whole area for big old condos, so Oakland can be rebranded. It's being rebranded. That's why Golden State Warriors is going to San Francisco. You got Facebook, you got Apple, you got all these billion-dollar companies, and you mean to tell me you couldn't partner with anybody to come into Oakland and get this deal done?
Right, and that's the thing. You know, what's the other partnering that they did? With Bank of America. Like, Bank of America was started in San Francisco. Bank of America could not bust this nut in Oakland?
I mean, you got to look at it for what it is, because they don't want a blue-collar feel no more. It's all being changed over here. Stuff is being built up, and it's just, you got Uber coming in. Anyways, they don't want the blue-collar feel, so it's all lays on Libby, in my opinion.
Well, Libby and Mark, thank you very much. Again, if the owner didn't need someone else's money to secure his own future, he wouldn't have to move. This is a matter of, I need other people's money. This is an other people's money problem. Dino, Rochester, New York. Real quick, what do you got, Dino?
Hey, I'm a lifelong Raiders fan in New York, and I've been to Oakland numerous times to see the Raiders, and I've been on the road to see them. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, like the bond between the Oakland fans and that team. It's the most unique thing I've seen, and I've been around the entire NFL watching this team. So my heart is broken for the fans of Oakland. But what I keep hearing is the Raider Nation will travel. Doesn't that tell you right there that there aren't enough fans in Las Vegas to support this team if they need the nation to travel? I mean, I'm so happy they're going to have a great new stadium. That's all, you know, they need that to compete and this and that. That's all great. But I think in the long run, this is going to turn out to be the wrong move. It's not going to last. Like you said, I agree with that. It's going to die out. And they should be and should have always been the Oakland Raiders.
Dino, thank you very much for the call. Again, people care an awful lot about Oakland, even though they're not from Oakland. It's too bad the guy who had the team in Oakland didn't care enough about it or fell so out of love with the mayor's inability to get anything done, to do anything, to even use her political will to come up with other capital, not taxes, but other capital. She has no political will. Again, it's just there's, you know, feckless is the word. Mike Silver, never feckless. He's all over this story for NFL Network today. We're going to talk to him and more of your calls after that here on the Damon Bruce Show. Welcome back. It's great to have you here this afternoon. A sad afternoon for the city of Oakland. Raiders fans who think that geography matters when it comes to who you root for. Not a nomadic enterprise that no matter where they land, I'm in. You know, Juno Raiders, I'm down. Would have been a Juno Raider fan. Okay, I guess how you're raised on the West Coast is officially a little different than how you're raised in the Midwest or the East Coast, because this wouldn't fly in either one of those places. I got someone here saying, you know, Damon, these fans are calling to stroke your ego. You're not from the Bay. You're not really here. You could care less. You stereotype people from the East Bay. Yeah, I've said that you have a second-class stereotype about you. You know, you embrace that. There is a second-class being served nature of the East Bay fan and resident. You know, you feel like you're totally dwarfed by the shadow of San Francisco. I'm going to tell you right now, that shadow grew today. That shadow grew today. You're less of a city today than you were, and you woke up with a stereotype. You're less of a city today. That's the way I feel. It's so sad. You deserve so much better. Mike Silver, he videotaped a love letter on NFL Network to the good Raider fans in Oakland. He is from Oakland, and we are thrilled to have him on here. Mike Silver joining us on a very busy, busy day. Mike, what a sad afternoon for tradition, for families, for generations of grandfathers and mothers to fathers and mothers to kids, and now that line will be broken. The relay race of handing down the Raiders in the city of Oakland will eventually come to its end, and it's a very, very sad day. How are you?
It bums me out a lot, and I don't know if I agree with you that Oakland is less of a city. I mean, it had something done to it for a variety of reasons today, and we'll go through something no American sports city ever has now. They will lose the team it loves most twice. I know some cities have lost two teams, but not the same team. And
well, look, the team that loves it the most right now is the Golden State Warriors. They're going to lose them, too.
But, you know, the city with which its identity is inextricably linked, for better or worse, or the team, that team is gone again. And, you know, there's a lot going on here. But, you know, Oakland takes a lot of hits, usually from people who don't live there. And it frustrates me because it is a great city. And this frustrates me for a lot of reasons. And one of them is that I'm proud of cities like Oakland and really cities all over California that have decided over the last few decades that when it comes time to try to get these new stadiums built, we have other priorities than giving public subsidies to billionaires or multimillionaires who ought to be able to figure out a way to get it done creatively themselves. That's reason number one. So I'm proud of Oakland for that and Mayor Schaaf. And I'm not, you know, this doesn't diminish Oakland in any way for making that decision.
May I offer a quick counterpoint that the mayor of Oakland doesn't get a lot of credit for that? If there were 500 California mayors, all 500 wouldn't have allowed it. She's no outlier. She's just going with the flow of the state.
Yeah, well, okay. So not sure how that changes what I said, but I also am frustrated because there are many, many people with lots and lots of money who would love to have a piece of the Raiders with some sort of path toward ownership, and it wouldn't even have to be a quick path. And if any of those people had been allowed to entertain those discussions, from what I am told, they could have built a palace in Oakland without requiring public subsidies. So that frustrates me. Now, you can't make a person sell unless it's Donald Sterling. And, you know, we saw Art Modell do a deal like that with Steve Bisciotti. Modell remained the owner for 5 years. They moved to Baltimore. Bisciotti ended up exercising his option to buy out Modell. But, you know, throughout his life, he was able to still, you know, I believe still own a tiny piece of the team and come around. And so, you know, it's easy for me to say, but I think Mark would have been wise to consider those deals. So that frustrates me too. And then the third thing is, and I work for the NFL Network, so it's not a particularly proud day for me as a member of that establishment, I guess, is what are we doing, man? We've had three relocations in 15 months. We've lost the San Diego market and the Oakland market. And, you know, just gained, I know Vegas is fun to party in, but kind of a lame town, and the gambling stuff has terrible optics and perhaps worse overtones. So, I hate all that. And I think as a league, we need to be very mindful of overall what's happening to loyal fan bases.
Yeah, you took a team out of Oakland, a team out of San Diego. You put two teams in L.A. that L.A. doesn't look like it cares that much about. And the fact that neither one of them is Oakland or the Raiders landing in L.A. means this whole thing is a game of musical chairs where nobody ended up sitting in the right chair except maybe the Rams, maybe. But that felt like it was a very hollow rung bell about five games into this year. The sensation of the Los Angeles Rams wore off quickly.
I mean, I think you're mistaking. There's two things. There's the eventuality that the Rams will have a beautiful stadium and will probably find a way to become hot and it'll be fine. So there's the temporary thing that is frustrating too. So what you have is three terrible temporary arrangements. You have the Rams playing in the Coliseum, which is awful. And you have the Chargers playing on a soundstage that holds, you know, fewer than 30,000 fans.
Right.
And, no buzz about that. I think it'll be fine once they have the new stadium, but that's a hard way to roll out. And then you have the worst of all. You have the lover who left you, came back, and had now announced, I'm leaving you again in 3 years, but wants to just hang out in the house for another year, or maybe two, or maybe three. So it's a very emotionally complex decision for each fan to make, coinciding with the Raiders finally being good and having young stars and quite possibly having hometown hero Marshawn Lynch on the roster pretty soon. And, you know, every fan has a right to make his or her own decision, but it's a complicated one and it's an awkward one. And I said this on NFL Network earlier, if I were a betting man, which is probably an appropriate way to put it, on a day like today, I would bet that they play one season at the Oakland Coliseum and then end up at some crappy Vegas placeholder and, you know, just get on with it. Because it's, you know, and this is, I guess, the thing that frustrates me the most. When I saw Mark Davis say, well, we're the Oakland Raiders, but we're the Raiders and Raider Nation. We represent Raider Nation. And I've been hearing this garbage for decades from Mark's late legendary father and now from Mark and fans. And I don't think I agree. All teams have fans outside of their region. The Raiders have a bigger base in L.A. because they did play there.
Right. The Green Bay Packers are much bigger than the Raiders were level would be. The Chicago Bears, the New York Giants, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. Don't confuse the fact that fans travel games or fans move and live outside. You know, that's the Raiders may do well that way, but it's the Oakland Raiders, and that's where the real love is. Now, they'll have to make new fans in Vegas for it to work, and that could happen. But, you know, the thought that hardworking East Bay residents are just going to get on a plane 8 times a year and spend a weekend in Vegas and spend that money and that time commitment. I know we have the Southwest Airlines flights coming up from L.A., and that's a little different. You fly day in, day out. It's cheap. You know, the stadium, the tickets weren't as expensive. I mean, this is, you know, there may be some really rich people who want to go to Vegas, and they might want to do it on multiple occasions, but the Raider fan, as we know it, is changing, and Raider Nation is a vast overstatement,
right,
in my opinion, of what their fan base really is. And this is, so let's not delude ourselves. They are leaving the place that loves them the most and the most purely, and it sucks, and I understand the business, because we weren't going to give $750 million in public funding. That wasn't coming from our state legislature.
Right.
But Nevada did.
I would, you know, again, I'm waiting for the day when the money that they're not giving to the Raiders is raises for police, firefighters, better hospital, no potholes. Again, money gets spent and wasted so much governmentally, trying to even count it, I think, is like a fool's errand. It would have been great if they had saved the Raiders. I know.
It could always be better, but, you know, you'd lose, if you gave $750 million right now to the Raiders, you'd lose police officers, literally.
Like, of course.
You would have, you know, bigger classrooms and more crowded, and, you know, it's tangible. I'm sorry. It would be a it would be an irresponsible thing.
Yes, I agree. They should have never given the money, but I think good leadership, less than feckless leadership on both sides of this equation, from the team, from the mayor, could have found a solution. You were just talking about how that solution probably could have been found, too. We have got Mike Silver talking about what has happened today.
I don't think so. I don't agree. I believe that unless Mark Davis...
We just talked about all the money in the market.
Unless Mark Davis was willing to sell, they were not staying in Oakland because Oakland's not giving them that kind of deal.
Right. Let me ask you about the significance of the 31-1 vote and how much influence Jerry Jones had over that tally.
I don't think he had any influence, and I don't think he was in a position to, because he basically asserted himself in a very, very, very strong way 14 months ago to help get the Rams the deal in L.A. with the Chargers having the option that they eventually exercised at the expense of Carson, which, of course, would have put the Raiders and the Chargers in Southern California and would have probably, you know, hastened this. So Jerry wasn't in a position to knock heads around this time. I think the owners just, they thought, look, Mark's not going to sell. He lost out on L.A. He is not going to build a stadium himself. They're not going to build him one. And this municipality will. We can't really tell him not to take that. Now, Stephen Ross did. And, you know, I saw Mr. Ross a little while after, and I told him that, you know, I joked that we are right now two of the ride or die Oakland you know, supporters out there, and there may not be a lot, you know, in our world. But, I commend Stephen Ross for at least having the principle to say, you know, do we have to do this now? And you know, Mayor Schaaf did ask for them to delay the vote and to give Oakland more time. I don't know if it would have worked, but, you know, this seemed very, very sped through.
It certainly did. It's a shame. We thought this day might come. We hoped for all the other reasons there would be a roadblock that appeared that prevented it, but here we are. Mike, thank you very much. Big, busy day. We appreciate you joining us, as always. I love arguing with you.
All right. No worries. Oakland's still a great city. Do not let anybody tell you any different. It is an awesome city, and we will all find a way to keep it great.
Thank you very much. Mike Silver here, a good note to end on, at least for now. When we return, your phone calls right up until 6:30, when we're just going to take a breath and talk a little bit about the Warriors, since we are also now the, if you don't mind me saying, the prioritized flagship of the Golden State, not going anywhere except across the bay, Warriors. Raiders, what, the Las Vegas Raiders of Oakland? It's just going to be weird. This is the Damon Bruce Show. Damon, the Raiders are always blaming somebody else. They couldn't get it done in L.A., so they blamed L.A. Now they're going to blame the A's. Mark Davis just going to blame anything other than the fact his wallet wasn't deep enough to do it here. Thanks, Jim Altamont. Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much from the PenskeAutoSales.com text line. 888-957-9570. I got a doozy of a story to kick off next hour. The first NFL-themed brothel is now being planned.
Here we go.
Close to Las Vegas' brand new team. This is exactly the image the NFL wants. A brothel that will specifically target football fans and athletes who are traveling.
Yep.
That's super. The autumn wind was a stripper, spinning from pole to pole. Albert. Albert is in Santa Cruz. Thank you for holding, Albert. You're on 95.7 The Game.
First, I got to say, Damon, love the show. You always make my drive back from work always excellent.
Thank you.
I just want to say out there first, you know, I've been a Raider fan going back to the Stabler days when I was a little kid. I followed him from Stabler to Plunkett to, let's just say, the missing years to Carr and their relevance again. What really disgusts me is how everybody's going, well, you're a Fairweather fan for hating on him right now. I'm more than a fan. I followed them. I bleed silver and gold, silver and black. But the thing is you know what? They've gone too far this time. You know what? They should be have paid us to come out there for what Al Davis did to the team for those 10 years, running it into the ground. And now his son has the nerve to blame the city of Oakland. Granted, you know what? Bridges have been burned on both sides. But you know what? It's ridiculous. And I really firmly believe they need to leave the Raider name in Oakland. They are the Oakland Raiders. They can come up with the Las Vegas Traders or whatever they want, but they shouldn't be allowed to take the Raider name.
Thank you very much. Unfortunately, that's part of the deal. It's not the Cleveland deal. You know, the NFL reacted to what the mayor had to say in her letters in her last-ditch effort, and they basically said, you're small potatoes. Small potatoes in the NFL do not do business. Richie in Santa Rosa. Richie, you're on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I just want to say, me and you, Damon, we're kind of different, man. I know that you said on your show before you don't have a single tattoo on your body. Now, me, I have been getting tattoos since the age of 14. The age of 14. And every time people tell me, hey, do you regret any of your tattoos? I tell them, no. Today, that changed. My tattoo is going to be ready to get covered up by my tattoo artist, you know? And then also, it's not right for Mark Davis to leave and go to Las Vegas. We've been supporting him for years, you know, terrible seasons. I'm really upset with the Raiders, Mark Davis, and the politicians in Oakland. And if the mayor thinks I'm going to go out there and spend a dime on an A's game, she's got another thing coming. I'm so upset. I'm beyond upset. I mean, I was planning on going to Mexico City this year. Screw that. I'm going to Cancun. thank you for taking my call.
Richie, thank you for making your emotional call. I appreciate it. You can hear his voice shaking a little bit right there. And again, again, you put it on your skin. You made it part of you. You literally made it part of your body. Hopefully below the neckline. Below the neckline. If your tattoo is closer to your earlobe than it is your heart, reconsider that. You know, if you'd like to be employed.
Tattoos are very expensive, and now he's going to probably drop at least $250, $300. I don't know how big the tattoo is, but to have it now removed, you should send that bill to the Raiders.
It is just rough. It's absolutely rough.
That does suck.
Yeah, fans have bled for this team. They've loved this team. They've supported this team, and they've always thought, like, you're back, so it's us again. This entire time, as you've been talking about the greatness of the Oakland Raiders, they've been looking for other fans. You are nothing more than the wallet in the seat that they now want to sell to someone else. And that's the sad thing. And the truth is, that kind of applies everywhere. Of course, to the teams that would never even think of moving because it's not a reality in that city for whatever reason. It's a reality in this city. You know, why Oakland can't behave like it's big time. This small market mentality, which becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, I don't understand it. You know, it's easy to say, you know, you lost a Walmart. How are you going to keep the Raiders? Like, who has a Walmart close? Yeah. You know, if they say, well, Walmart closed because of all the shoplifting, well, then, all right, then congratulations. It's a city no one wants to be in. You know, Oakland has very little good PR. Oakland has very little positive public images, and city pride, civic pride is a tough thing to find at times over there. It'll be even harder to find now. The day when the Golden State Warriors were parading around Lake Merritt with their first championship since the 1975 season, due to the weather, due to everybody's attitude, is just one of the greatest days ever in Oakland. And those days, you know, numbered. And those days will never be extended to a Raider fan. All the investment, all the time, all the chat rooms, all the drafting, all the tattooing, all the jersey purchasing, all the everything, all the tailgating, all the 66th Street mob, we grill chicken. They'll find other people to grill chicken. They didn't care about your chicken. I'm sorry.
So hot there, you won't need a grill to make your chicken.
You really won't. You really won't. Damon, I think the 95.7 The Game app might be broken because of today's news. If you're not being able to get it right now, maybe we are overlogged in. I don't know what's happened. Redownload it. It's new, Button Vixen just tells me. Redownload it. There you go. Good luck. Your calls when we return. More sound from the players in the room here. And a story that I swear to God, if it had broke at 10 a.m., might have made everybody in the NFL reconsider the vote. I don't know if it would have been 31-1 if they had heard of the Bunny Ranch's idea to open up a brothel as close to the Raiders as possible. That's next here on the Damon Bruce Show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.